From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Ever since yesterday's show ended, you people have practically been knocking down my bathroom door, begging me for more news in bite-sized fashion. I won't be able to fight you off much longer, so I have no choice but to give in. Here are today's top stories. Spotify is taking a stand today against all the greedy musicians keeping their service afloat, announcing that they'll no longer be paying artists for the time in songs when they're not singing. It was a scary scene last night at Fenway Park when an errant foul ball was lined into the stadium seat, striking a cardboard fan. Thankfully, the cardboard cutout of 87-year-old lifetime Red Sox fan Dorothy Pollock is in stable condition this morning. Paramedics are being commended today for quickly taping the cutout's head back into place, and the cardboard fan is expected to make a full recovery. Well, after that, if you thought the news could only get better from here, it doesn't. Back with something even worse right after this. COVID-19, police brutality, the 2020 presidential election. We're living through turbulent times here in the U.S., characterized by chaos, violence, and widespread uncertainty. And now, as if things weren't bad enough, experts today have confirmed that snakes are still slithering around out there. OPR's Marcy Hammond joins us now with more. Marcy, please tell us there's been some kind of mistake.
Well, I hate to say it, Leslie, but this is true. On top of everything we're dealing with right now, snakes are in fact alive and kicking. Mm. Dr. Stanley Mendez, a biologist from Stanford University, shared the terrible news at a press conference earlier today. Take a listen.
A team of our top researchers has discovered that snakes still exist. These legless creeps continue to slink through gardens, lurk under rocks, and drag their lousy bodies across American soil. At first, we thought perhaps they were just a part of a garden hose or a really big worm. But unfortunately, they are definitely still snakes.
Oh, man. Are they sure? Because a buddy of mine killed one a few years ago that was living under his shed. That didn't take care of the problem for good?
I'm afraid not. It looks like snakes are pretty much here to stay.
It's like this nation just can't catch a break.
You're telling me. Now, snakes certainly aren't the most pressing issue right now. What with unemployment skyrocketing, ICE, gun violence, the opioid epidemic, climate change.
Products that promise to restore your hairline but just make your scalp tingle.
But remembering that snakes are out there too, watching and waiting. It just doesn't help at all.
Exactly. A pandemic is one thing, but a pandemic and snakes, it's all just too much.
And with virtually no legislation moving forward in the House or Senate, many Americans are feeling just as helpless on the issue. Here's single mother Amanda Schumacher, who represents just one of millions struggling to cope.
Every day I wake up and wonder how I'm going to feed my children, how I'm going to afford it if I get sick, and are there any snakes outside? Even worse, what if there are snakes inside? Then what? Am I going to have to quit my job and fight off snakes full time?
Now that's heartbreaking. Marcy, are there any precautions we can take to avoid snakes, like, say, standing on a chair in the center of the kitchen?
Authorities are currently advising that anyone who sees a snake should be fully prepared to point and yell, "Snake!"
That's all? Isn't there anything else we can do?
Not really. I mean, if you want, you can take a picture with your phone to show everyone how gross it is.
And just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any worse, I guess our only hope at this point is that they all accidentally get stepped on.
That's right, Leslie. We'll just have to wait and see.
Hey, don't do that!
I'm sorry, Leslie.
Jesus Christ, I thought there was a snake in here for a minute. Do you think that's funny?
I thought it would be a fun way to end the story.
Well, it's not. This isn't some fucking joke.
Leslie,
Out of the studio. Out now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, this has been an OPR report. We'll be back in a moment. Jesus, give me the heebie-jeebies.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
If there was a news story not covered in today's episode of The Topical that you would like to hear about, well, you're going to have to go investigate it for yourself because we're closing out today's show by answering some questions that were sent in by you, the listener, using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack. Our first question comes to us from Colin on Twitter, who asks, "Hey, Leslie, ever since you went to Italy and then shipped yourself back, I've been wondering, How is your syphilis now? Unfortunately, Colin, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no recollection of any of the things you just mentioned, which I'm sure has nothing to do with the syphilis spreading throughout my bloodstream and infecting my brain. I do appreciate your concern, Colin, but if you kindly go back to minding your own damn business, it would be greatly appreciated. All right, our next question comes to us from Twitter user @ruingon, who asks, tits or ass? Well, it's a little hard to tell from just your profile photo, but if I had to guess, I'd say that's your ass. Thanks for the question. Okay, and our last question today also comes to us from Twitter. Appleby Bathroom Peepee Man writes, Leslie, each day the listeners are graced by your velvety newsreader cadence, but we yearn to know more about the man behind the mic. Can you please detail your handsome facial features and hunky appearance for us? Oh, well, I'd be happy to, Appleby Bathroom Peepee Man, but unfortunately, that wouldn't be fair to our contestants. That's right, folks, we have a brand new contest starting today. We here at The Topical want to know what you think I look like. So let us know in the reviews on Apple Podcast and on social media how you envision your friend and host, Leslie Price. And if your description is, in my opinion, correct, you could win a chance to be an unpaid reporter in one of our episodes. So don't wait. Go describe my high cheekbones and unreceding hairline in the reviews now. And of course, we're not just a game show over here. We also still read some news every now and then. So don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll explore what it's like living on just $10 a day and why it's right for some people, but not for us. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you next time.